Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Okay, joining me now is Attorney General Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tara. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving last week.
I did. I hope you did, too.
Always, yes.
Absolutely. Want to dive right in because the hot topic today, obviously, is these strikes on these narco-terrorist drug boats. You did a great piece on this, Donald Trump doing this and a lot of people saying we can't shoot them. It's a war crime. Tell us a little bit about what you wrote.
Well, first off, Tara, I've got nearly 30 years of military experience. I've graduated of the U.S. Army War College. We study case studies like this all the time. And when you look at what foreign countries are doing, you know, people assume that you're not allowed to use the military except for conventional war. But unfortunately, in the new world that we live in, you know, countries like China and Russia and now Venezuela are not doing full spectrum conflict. They're not engaging in full scale war. They're operating in that gray zone just below war action. And so they're using, military assets to conduct operations that don't rise to a full level of conflict, but still nonetheless compromise the national security of the United States. You saw Russia do it with the Wagner Group. You see China doing it with the Little Blue Men and the fishing fleets around Taiwan. And you're seeing them do it here with the narco-terrorism drug trafficking boats that are bringing in hundreds of billions of dollars in illicit narcotics into the United States. And so this is public safety, but this is a national security issue. And the military is well within its legal and statutory rights to interdict these things, destroy them, and prevent this, this war, this drug war in the United States from taking place. I fully support the president's doing. He not only has the legal authority to do it, he certainly has the moral authority to do it, and we should support this.
Getting a little bit into legal authority to do this, they keep asking the Democrats, what are the war crimes? What are they? And even the Democrats can't say what the war crimes are. They just like to use the word war crime. Sounds kind of cool.
Can you get into that
a little, given your experience?
Well, absolutely. I think one of the things that they're attacking is this belief that when one of the boats was struck by a missile, that there were some individuals in the water clinging to the side of the boat.
Yeah.
But the boat was still there, even though it was on fire. And what people don't realize is that when you have a military operation, the operation or the military objective, it may be to neutralize a boat, but also you want to prevent that boat from being able to call other boats in the area or being able to be used by the enemy to, be a facilitator of other attacks or other interdiction or some other drug trafficking operations. And so, the hitting of the boat the second time they're claiming is a war crime. But when in fact, if you know the full operational parameters, it could be to do more than neutralize it, is to prevent that boat or its occupants or anyone around it from being utilized to facilitate more drug trafficking. So if that boat can be used to call to radio in what's going on, that could compromise the overall military objective. So, my position, and I know the people. I've served 30 years, the people in the Pentagon right now that are advising the Secretary of War, the people that are doing the legal analysis of this these types of interdictions, they're friends of mine. I've talked to them. I know for a fact that they have vetted these missions, and I know that these are fully within President Trump and the Secretary of War's discretion to use military assets to prevent, you know, nations like Venezuela and the Maduro regime from using organizations like Tren de Aragua to facilitate this large-scale drug trafficking in the United States. This is a war, but it's just not a conventional war, and that's what people have to understand.
Really interesting, and I was wondering if you could comment on this. The Dallas Express got from a federal prosecutor a letter written by the director of military intelligence for Venezuela. He is thankfully now in a U.S. prison. He was just convicted. And it's a letter to Donald Trump. And he was saying, look, I coordinated a lot of what's going on, and that you need to understand that under Hugo Chavez and now Maduro, what we've been doing. And he says, the Maduro regime weaponized cocaine, but also collaborated with FARC, which is a terror group, ELN terror group, Cuban intelligence, and get this, Hezbollah, to export their violent criminal network. So Hezbollah is an Islamist terror group designated by the U.S. to export their violent criminal networks, including Tren de Aragua, into the United States. And he says in the letter that Venezuelan and Cuban intelligence infiltrated U.S. institutions for two decades, including military installations. And he says they have not just Tren de Aragua, but Hezbollah networks inside the U.S. And that Trump is doing the absolute right thing with these boats, and that there is a terror connection there. And all of it was spearheaded by Cartel de los Soles, a network of Venezuelan military officials that, you know, he says weaponized cocaine and drug trade against Americans. But he says every one of them acting inside the U.S. answers to Maduro. And he said these are acts of war, and we intended to export our muscle with the help of Hezbollah into the United States, get a ground network there, and then essentially begin exerting influence in the cities that our gangs take over. We saw this in Aurora, Colorado. We saw this in El Paso. And now we've got it in writing from this guy. I mean, to me, that sounds like a war.
Well, Tara, I couldn't agree with that anymore. I mean, that's exactly what I've been saying. I mean, the left would have you believe that the only time you can conduct a military operation is when you are fighting a uniformed military nationalized force that is state recognized. And the bad guys, the terrorist organizations in other countries, they know this, and they know that the left will try to constrain the United States. So what they do is they take the uniforms off, they engage in third party proxy groups like Hezbollah, like Tren de Aragua and the like. And they say, okay, guys, we're going to do other things that will compromise the national security of the United States. This just isn't a drug operation to make profits for bad guys. This is a legitimate attempt to undermine the national security of the United States of America and do it at a level below the threshold of full-scale war, but nonetheless try to accomplish the same results at a full-scale war. So using a military operation to stop another military operation is fully within the president's right, and that's why I wrote the piece.
Alan Wilson, you are, of course, the Attorney General of the state of South Carolina, but you are also running for governor. I know there's a new poll out. Tell me about that. What's your take on it?
Well, first off, I mean, I saw the poll on Monday when it was released. I mean, look, obviously, we love the fact that we are constantly a front runner in this race. But make no mistake, I'm not looking at this poll and saying, hey, we're good. We've arrived. No, this is just a snapshot in time. It obviously is showing some people in this race are plummeting. Others are somewhat stagnant and others are, you know, still in the rear. But it shows consistently that I am near the top or at the top of the pack. And again, it shows that our message is resonating as we crisscross the state. But Tara, we got 7 months to go, and this poll is a good one for me, and I believe that it is accurate. I believe that we are the front runner, and that's why I'm getting attacked every day. But we have 7 months of hard campaigning to do, and the only poll that I really care about is the one that's going to be conducted on June the 9th by the people of South Carolina.
Alan Wilson, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.